Today is the 13th of March 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is the Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each day of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Loving God, my hidden source of life. Today let me meditate on the great and gracious plan which you brought to pass so we could look up to you and call you Father. In the beginning, you, the uncreated, made all things out of nothing. Space and time and material substance. All things that creep and fly. The animals in the forest. The birds in the air. The fish in the sea. And at last, man, humankind, in your own image, to have fellowship with you. With corruption and disobedience in our hearts, Lord, that image has been defaced. But you have brought about a gracious design for its restoration through the gift of your only Son, our Lord Jesus. New life in him, a new access to your holy presence. So, loving Jesus, when you come knocking, I don't want to leave you standing at the door of my heart. I don't want to leave you standing outside, but I want to welcome you in with joy and thanksgiving. So let me keep nothing in my heart that might embarrass your presence. Let me keep no corner of it closed off to your influence. Today, do what you will with me, God. Make of me what you will. And change me as you will. Use me as you will. Both now and in the larger life beyond. Through your name and for your sake. Amen. 2 Samuel 7:28. And now, Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you've promised this good thing for your servant. These are the words that David is praying in a prayer he's prayed after being told by Nathan that God would establish his kingdom forever and that the throne of David would be established forever. And it's here we see God putting in the pieces of his ultimate plan of redemption for the world, because it was through David that the Messiah would come. Now, I don't think David had any idea what God's ultimate purpose was. How could he? But sometimes when we think of God's promises, I think we forget that they are multi-layered. David would most likely only have heard that his dynasty would carry on. But we know looking back that it was so much more. And it got me thinking how many of God's promises were like that, having one meaning for the person at the time, but having a universal meaning that we can all stand on when things get hard. God's covenant with Abraham is one of them. God's promises to the people of Israel in the Pentateuch, the Torah, are others. The promises of God that we see in the New Testament and in the book of Revelation. All of these were for a specific person, time, or situation. But because God never changes, those promises still stand today. And so we see that the good things of God are all piled up on top of each other, like a multi-layered cake, there for us all to enjoy. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center our thoughts on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 7. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounded enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly from the time when I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who will come from your body, and I shall establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the Son of Man. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." In accordance with all these words, and in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you've brought me thus far? And yet this is a small thing in your eyes, O Lord God. You have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And this is instruction for mankind, O Lord God. And what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. Because of your promise and according to your heart, you have brought about all this greatness to make your servant know it. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, and there is no God beside you, according to all that we've heard in our ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whom God went to redeem to be his people, making himself a name, and doing for them great and awesome things by driving out before your people, whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, a nation and its gods. And you established for yourself your people Israel to be your people forever. And you, O Lord, became their God. And now, O Lord God, confirm forever the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, and do as you have spoken. And your name will be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of your servant David will be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made this revelation to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you've promised this good thing to your servant. Now therefore may it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever." We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of Nathan, the words of God, and the words of David. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our civic leaders, both our local leaders and our national leaders. Let's pray, shall we? King of kings and Lord of lords, our governments carry an enormous burden. The decisions they make affect the lives of people, not just in our villages and our towns, our counties, but also our nation and all over the world. And they especially need your touch to lead them. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them wisdom and grace. Let them speak and act with honesty and integrity in all situations. Give them a glimpse of how much you love them and how much you love the world you created. Draw them to yourself, Jesus, in an ever closer relationship with you. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit. Speak to them in the quiet moments as well as amidst the chaos. Soften their hearts. And Lord, make them true servant leaders. Bring strong, wise, and spiritually mature people to surround them. Speak truth to them, to the voices of those whom they trust. Give them wisdom to reject the voices of those whom they would urge to seek only personal power and glory. Let them know, deep in their souls, that it's only with and through you that the victory is won. Only through your power can our villages, towns, counties, and countries, and our world be made whole. In Jesus' name, amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.